windows and outside walls.
Gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, as our policy has been for many years, when we...
Over right now, but I can see it. It's definitely on the ground.
Call my wife. Okay, keep talking to us.
Have you seen my shot?
Oh, yeah, we got your shot. We see the tornadoes on the ground.
I'm trying to get over to you. Trying to get up to it right now, but it's been on the ground for about 2 minutes right now.
And can you put a caption on there, guys? It says that's near Yukon. It's west of Yukon. There's exit 1, is it exit 140 there? Exit 940, exit 140. You see the funnel in behind that 18-wheeler there. It'll be moving a little bit to the north of Yukon. So you guys in the path of this storm, and there could be more than one tornado come out of this, all right? I'm going to jump in here and just list some streets. As you watch that video, this is a tornado on the ground in parts of Yukon. Moving northeast. Okay. Go ahead, Dallin. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, it's
talk to us about it.
It shows no sign of letting up. It's not an excessively large tornado, but nevertheless, it's spinning quite rapidly. It is on the ground. It's been on the ground for about 2.5 minutes right now. Moving to the northeast, it looks like about 40 miles per hour. You can see the unusual shape to it. Okay, Gary, it looks like it's starting to rope out, but I'm gonna try to... No, it's still on the ground. It is definitely still on the ground.
Okay. It looks like, do you think it's just east of Cimarron Road?
Yes, it looks just east of Cimarron, just west of the Yukon area, but it's definitely there.
Yeah. So you guys along Wagner Road, Foreman Road, Wilshire Boulevard, West Britton Road, this is in Canadian County, by the way, West Hefner Road, Northwest 122nd, and it's going to be moving. Whoa, would you look at that shot? Alan, that is just absolutely fantastic. Can you talk us through this?
Yeah, Gary, I'm going to go ahead and pan back out on this because I'm getting pretty close to it. It's really snaky. It's spinning pretty rapidly. I can see the individual filaments of this tornado as it's going into the cloud. I don't see much of a debris cloud right now, but it is definitely on the ground. It's most definitely on the ground in West Yukon. I'm going to get as close as I can to it.
Still looking west, or you look a little northwest now?
I'm looking west, straight west. The base of the cloud is north of I-40. The actual snaky end of it that's on the ground is probably over I-40, maybe just south of it. I'm trying to get close to it.
You did a great job. Great service to people of Oklahoma. So you have almost a long horizontal tornado.
You hear that? Great service.
Do damage. It's on the ground.
It's on the ground, without a doubt.
Tell us what direction you have your camera pointed. Is it due west?
Okay, I'm I-40 at the Kilpatrick Turnpike. I'm going to stay on I-40 as long as I can and get this thing as it comes through. Okay, it looks like it's lifted. It's very transparent at the end right now, Gary.
Yeah, you have to watch that. Sometimes on one like this, that end just turns right down toward the ground.
Okay, it's definitely snaking back out to the ground.
Okay.
It's still very active.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to try to get you just a real good static shot right here.
Okay. Alan, you have exclusive video.
Okay. Well, Gary, it's starting to rope out somewhat. It's still doing its thing. Still spinning very fast. It looks like it may have lifted. I see quite a bit of the funnel extending horizontally now. Okay. It is still on the ground. I can see where it is on the ground.
Yeah, they'll fool you. They will fool you.
Small dust up. Looks like about a half mile to the south of the original funnel. And it is starting to rope out right now, Gary. I'm going to go ahead and just let the thing rope out, keep the shot going.
Okay, you might want to check your focus. You might be focused on your windows just a bit.
Okay, I've got to check right now. We're still watching it. It looks like it's probably crossing the I-40 area right now, but it's lifted.
Whoa, look at that. Yeah, it's definitely weakening at this particular deal. But okay, I got to tell you, there's rotation all through those thunderstorms.
It's almost dissipated at this point, Gary. I see just a very thin filament of a rope, probably a third of the way down. And I don't see any redevelopment this time, but this is a pretty nasty looking storm. We could have another tornado occur just anywhere in this area.
Yeah, it continues to show rotation.